You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Daryl Ryder, 820 this morning. It's one of sports' guilty pleasures. Did you watch PGA Championship this weekend?
I just because of all the stuff with the marathon, ended up getting to the final. Honestly, hole 16 on Sunday was all I saw this tournament.
So Mito Pereira, who was the leader at Southern Hills on Sunday, ended up having a bit of a problem here and messed up as the final round went on, and then on 18 hit the water, so the water wasn't, he wasn't even thinking about the water, just wanted to put it in play.
Terrible slice right into the water.
Yeah. And he had a collapse. Justin Thomas ended up winning it, as you guys heard with, hello friends, Jim Nantz here. Which I thought that was a pretty good call. Double A said it was corny.
He does a lot of corny.
That was a good call.
But they undersold him going into the water. I don't know if they didn't track it. Normally they are at the tower or around 18, where they're situated. I'm not sure what their situation was there. But between Faldo and Nance, none of them knew that that ball was going into the water.
I gotta tell you, Sir
and
Nick
that
is...
changed the whole tournament. Hammer that driver, is that what he was saying? Because he took an aggressive swing. Now, I don't know a lot about this dude. He's never won on the PGA Tour.
I had not heard of him until this
weekend. He's got a stroke lead at this point.
Yes.
And you would think, even if you're in the water, you're going to get the drop zone. You can still salvage.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's that 18th hole is brutal.
At least a bogey, right, to stay in it.
So, no, once you go in the water, that hole is brutal. And they had talked about how of the 9 majors they've had there, only 2 have actually gotten par or better on the 72nd hole to win. We're talking about the winners. So you're winning the event, are not even parring. You're still bogeying. And so this was going to be really hard for him, especially they were wondering why the hell did he hit driver? And they went down, who's the woman who's there? She's retiring.
Benoit?
I think. What?
Oh, Dottie Pepper.
Is that who it is? Or is it Rankin?
I know I heard Dottie earlier.
It might be Dottie. Yeah, it might be Dottie. And she had said, well, that's the club that he's comfortable with, and it worked yesterday. Why wouldn't he use it again? Because you have the lead. All you have to do is put it in the fairway. This is a brutal hole to begin with. There's so much trouble.
But that's the club you used yesterday.
Yes, but so this is about managing. Ask the golfers, because they were saying it's a total choke job. All you had to do was use a 3-wood, put it down the middle. Listen. When the pros use a 3-wood, it is different. When me and you, we switch from driver to 3-wood. There's no reason for us to hit a 3-wood ever.
Just say you.
There's
I don't
no reason.
This.
I'm not good enough. 3-wood isn't straighter than the driver for me. But for those guys, the percentages from driver and swinging hard to 3-wood, it's astronomically different how many times how exponentially easier it is for them to use the 3-wood and put it down the fairway.
This is where I disagree with you. And I watched the Greg Norman documentary, so now I know. So I'm an expert on this. Is they said the first move of panic, the first sign of panic, is making different decisions that you wouldn't usually make. So if he's feeling the heat from Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris.
He's not feeling the heat from Thomas. Thomas already finished. He knows the score. That's the only difference there.
Then that's even worse. He's feeling the heat with himself. So he is. Yep. He's feeling the heat with Justin Thomas.
Yeah, I didn't even see Justin Thomas golf because he was in. He was finished. He had a great round.
He's feeling the heat with himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to make a different decision. He doesn't want to talk himself making his decision. Because then all of a sudden it's a different thinking, it's a different club. Like you and I would say is like, my first reaction is, what would you be doing? Why would you do this? Just lay it up and get down the fairway and go and win, and then you win the PGA Championship. But his thought was, if you're feeling nervous, if you're antsy, then you're not necessarily, this isn't at all what I wanted to talk to you about. Either way, but you made your decision, you go with your decision. So you go with your normal line of thinking, that's perfectly fine. The big question is whether or not it's right or whether you do it or not, you root for the collapse. You see the collapse coming. Do you root for the collapse?
And I could tell you that this has only changed with age, because when I was younger, I rooted for the collapse every single time. In sports, not just golf. I rooted for it everywhere. In golf, it's even worse because it's just you. Like, you could, you know, if you miss a free throw, that's really bad.
That's what makes golf the best.
You know, like George Hill missed the free throw that ended up leading to the J.R. Smith mistake, and you lose game one, and you waste an all-time great effort by LeBron. But still a team effort. Like, people don't even talk about George Hill missing the free throw. In golf, it's you. It's you. There's nobody else. Nobody's saving you.
I always have rooted against the choke. Even when I was a kid. So I remember Greg Norman when I was a kid in the Masters and the massive choke that happened there. So it was a weird down memory lane thing. This easily I would remember if I'm watching any golf before Tiger Woods. And I remember feeling so bad because it was like Greg Norman's like the coolest thing. Got the shark, already got the restaurants out. I would have rather gone to Greg Norman's restaurants than Disney World. That's a total lie. But everything else, everything else is true. I root against the choke. I just feel terrible. I really would feel like you just put yourself in that spot. Because you never know. This Mito Pereira, we may never hear from him again. We may never talk. Like for Greg Norman,
That was like Vandeveld at 99.
There you go.
Three-stroke lead heading into 18.
There you go. With Greg Norman, he's such a prolific golfer, it sticks out. The choke sticks out because he's so amazing in his career. And it was such a huge... The PGA Championship is not the Masters. It's the fourth major. It's usually at the back end up until these last couple of years, which they made a tremendous decision in putting it up in the calendar. That was a tremendous decision by them, and hopefully they'll always keep it that way. But it's like, it's the last thing. Football season's basically getting ready to come around. People ain't paying attention to the PGA Championship the way they... People are paying closer attention now than they ever did. They weren't paying attention then. The Masters is a bigger deal. I get all that. I just feel terrible because you may never come that close ever again. Like if Ben Curtis, he won the British Open, right? Local guy. What if he chokes that away? Like at least you're known for something. Like if you win one major and that's it. And there's been plenty of guys who've won one major and that's it. And we never hear from them again. That's what makes golf fun. At least you got that. And as he's proven, you can go back home and you can be a club pro and all that other, and everybody loves you and respects you and thinks very highly of you because you won a major and we never will. So that's what makes it outstanding. But if you lose, it's always a question, why? Why did you get in your own head? Why did this happen to you? I feel terrible. No, it's bad karma. No.
Yeah, that's why I wonder, because now the choke did make it memorable. Like, they will remember the choke. It's going to go down in history. It's not as bad as the Vandeveld, but it is still pretty bad. It's not as bad. Obviously, you brought up the one that so many people remember from the Masters.
Yes.
With the shark. But, man, you look at the money. So, it went up $600,000 from last year. So, Phil Mickelson won. And then it went up six. I don't know where they get this money. The prize money for first place, $2.7 million. Second place, still 1.6. Now, did he end up finishing third or fourth?
He finished third because he didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, he didn't make the playoffs. So he won $1 million. Guys, he still won $1 million. Third place gets you $1 million.
Everybody's tweeting me a picture of Greg Norman on the beach with his hog. Okay, guys, all right. I get it. All right. Congratulations to Greg Norman on all his success. That wasn't the one I was watching. Thank you. You got to root against.
That's why he has that energy.
You got to root against
the
hog.
Why'd he go by the shark?
Either way.
Yeah, it seems like the wrong one.
There.
Right.
Wait a minute. You got to root against the... Did I say, Greg, you got to root against the hog? You got to root...
Wow.
You got to root against the collapse.
Hey, I just saw it.
You got to root against...
That can't be real.
You got... Oh, it's very
He's
real.
He's had surgery. There's
and
no
very
way.
Very spectacular. Nah, come on, man. We're talking about
He's
the shark
He's sitting courtside
here.
At Cavs games, too?
He boy. Anyway, you got to root against the collapse.
He is ripped.
Why would you ever root for the collapse when you were a kid?
Just to be a jerk.
You are a psycho.
Yeah, just hey, if I can't be happy, no one else gets to be happy kind of thing. But people root for chokes all the time.
You had to be a lot of fun to be with. Yeah.
Yeah, I rooted for everything. Like, if I can't have a good Christmas, I hope your Christmas is terrible too.
I hope the lunch you brought today is horrible. I wish you had this.
Yeah, there was some psychological, there was some bad toxicity.
How do you have lifelong friends that are texting me complaints about you right now?
It's incredible. I don't know.
You have a whole gaggle of lifelong friends that you've always, he's gone to great deals to keep us separate. Doesn't want me in on it, which is fine.
I don't blame him.
Which is fine. We've had one trickle over. That's it. With Jim. That's it. He's been able to keep them separate. Are they just as nasty as you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in many ways. I mean, it's death and destruction on the Twitter feed.
But they came the 1 minute every 3 years I see Jim, too, and it's always a great day for me.
Well, yeah, because he always comes bearing gifts. They came from good families, from good stock. What's their excuse? 216-578-0092. Up next, the dangerous one, Darryl. Speaking of choke jobs, up next, the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. Ken Carvin, Anthony Lyman. We've had a bone to pick with him for about 72 hours. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back of the Fan, I got something for everybody here before we bring Darryl on, because this is like that Lewis Black thing, when Lewis Black overheard those people saying, if it weren't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent that extra year in college. And you go, why? How? How is that possible? Then Darryl said this with us last week, and we got upset about it last week, but we're so upset about it, we got to bring it up again. Hit it.
I'd like to see it happen because I think he's earned it, Ken. I've said this. He's done a 180 in his time here. I've been really impressed with his work ethic. Early in his career, I wasn't very fond of his work ethic, and I made that no secret. But since Kevin Stefanski's arrival, he's really kind of turned it around and really turned his focus to football here. You know, you're looking at the production, and
yes.
Wasn't that what they get paid for?
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that his lack of catching touchdowns is his fault. He's got to be throwing the football. He's got to be put in a position to catch those touchdowns. So I don't necessarily blame him for the numbers. What I'm talking about is the behind-the-scenes stuff that I've observed that fans don't see in a box score. I think that he has done a really good job putting in the work behind the scenes.
That's Darryl Ryder on David Njoku, which I listened to Afternoon Drive on Friday, which was Dustin and Nick Wilson. Nick Wilson agrees. I'm like, what universe am I living in? What is this? Darryl Ryder joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, don't ever say that what you say doesn't matter. I've been thinking about what you said for 72 hours now, and it still bothers me. It still bothers me, Darryl.
Why?
Because it's just so crazy. It is just so, I'm not going to say asinine or anything like that, because that'd be mean. It's just crazy. He deserves it. What do you mean he deserves it? I can go find you. Like, my whole thing of this is this. When it I think that people just have a sunk cost fallacy on the tight end. I got nothing against David Njoku, right? Right. But I think it's a fallacy of, we want one of our first-round picks, another one of our first-round picks, because we've actually had him work out here recently, but we want another one of our first-round picks to work out. But my whole thought is this. If he doesn't have Deshaun Watson, how effective is he? If he does have Deshaun Watson, how effective is he? But then if we're asking Deshaun Watson to make better players out of other wide receivers or other tight ends, other pass catchers, then why can't we just do that with, I don't know, a drafted second-round tight end or third-round tight end next year or anything else? Why do I need to pay David Njoku $13 million on the average on a long-term deal? Guys, I don't get it. He's had four touchdowns. We're really going to guarantee he doubles up 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns? I don't know if we're going to do that. Go ahead.
Feel better?
I feel a little bit better. The only thing I thought of counter-arguments while I was saying that, Daryl. And my one counter-argument would be, well, you sign him now because if he goes out there and he has 1,000 yards and 8 or 9 touchdowns with Deshaun Watson, well, you won't want to pay the freight on that.
Well, look, I'm not advocating that he gets elite money at the position, but I think that, well, considering what they have at that spot right now, I think it's worth exploring giving him a contract extension. I do think he has earned that. 3 years ago, no. I would have...
Wait, Daryl, the last two seasons, there are 27 tight ends that have better production. So... All 32 teams should just sign whoever their tight end is for an extension? I don't understand.
Well, no, I'm just saying that because you've already invested 5 years into this guy, right? And you've just franchise tagged him, which means you're giving him top five money at his position to keep him here this year. So clearly the Browns see value in him. They didn't want to just let him walk out the door this year, right?
But Daryl, teams, one of the biggest mistakes teams make is they overvalue their own. They overinflate their own players because they drafted them and they have them. And that's something you got to be careful of.
Again, I get it. And I don't think that they're going to sign him to a contract extension. I think they're going to have him play this year and see if he can be ultra productive with Deshaun Watson as the quarterback within this offense. It's not like he dropped 7 touchdown passes last year. He wasn't throwing the ball in the red zone all that much. So this year, what I would really like to see the Browns do is to use him in the red zone, use him as a red zone weapon. Now, if they ultimately decide to go away from the tight end, now that they have Watson and they brought in Amari Cooper and they decide to switch things up, you know, My whole thing here is, if this is such a tight end heavy offense, right? Tight ends are that important. I think David Njoku is a good tight end. Do I think he's Mark Andrews? No. But I would rather keep a guy that we've invested all this time as an organization into and has shown a willingness to work, a willingness to change his attitude, willingness to change his approach. I think he's earned the right to be considered to be kept around. But they're not going to – I'd be shocked if they extended him this offseason unless they got him at a discount. But, yeah, I'm not sitting here advocating that he gets, you know, Rob Gronkowski elite tight end money. I'm just saying that if an opportunity's there to extend him for reasonable money, sure, do it. I 100% support that. But, yeah, I'm not advocating that you pay him like he's the best tight end in the game because clearly he doesn't have the production to support that.
I hear a flip-flopping.
I'm not flip-flopping. I haven't flip-flopped. I still would have no problem if they extended David Njoku. 3 years ago, I would have led the protest march against extending David Njoku.
But that's flip-flopping. If you years ago led your protest against and now you're advocating, I mean, that's a flip-flop.
Well, he also has, in my view, flip-flopped his approach professionally. So, I'm giving him,
fair.
I'm giving him the respect that I feel that he deserves. That's my thing. As somebody who was extremely critical of him early in his career, I think it the fair thing to do when I see a guy make improvements by leaps and bounds off the field. I think the fair thing to do is to let fans know that and to acknowledge that publicly. So that's where I'm coming from.
All right, Daryl Ryder joining us here. Daryl, not gonna be a very pretty week from our other thing we got going on. I mean, you got HBO Real Sports gonna have the some of the accusers of Deshaun Watson on tomorrow night. I'm sure we'll talk about that on Wednesday morning and everything. And then over the weekend, or at least after our show, Mike Florio went on a bit of a tangent on Pro Football Talk about the Bahamas trip and how that's a bad look and how he needs better PR, I believe is how he said it. And he said it came off tone deaf. This show, well, I'll say this. For people just jumping in, we spent an hour on it earlier. For this show, we didn't think it was tone deaf last week, so now all of a sudden we're not going to sit here and go, oh, maybe he's right.
Yeah, the only thing I said, Daryl, the only thing I was surprised at was that they gave people more ammunition by making sure that all sorts of videos and photos and all that got out there, and it was a day after the investigation concluded with, what would it be? Just the interview from the investigators.
The investigation.
That's what surprised me. I thought, so no one's going to have a problem. Most normal people aren't going to have a problem with him living his life. He's free. But the fact that they broadcasted it, a lot of people I saw said that was the bad look.
What did you think?
I have no issue with Emmitt. From a pure football standpoint, he's doing what the quote-unquote good teammate does, right? He's taking care of his guys, took them on a little vacation. Guys showing off how much fun they had. On the trip, I have no problem with that. I have a problem with what he's accused of. That's what I have the problem with. I'm not going to nitpick him from a football standpoint, trying to create some team bonding and chemistry and cohesion, which this team clearly lacked a year ago. I refuse to go down that rabbit hole with Deshaun Watson and nitpick because he took his teammates on a vacation and they all had a great time in the Bahamas and, you know, put it all over Instagram or TikTok or, you know, wherever they put it. I have no issue whatsoever with any of that stuff. Good for them. Hopefully it pays off on the football field. Cause that I look at that as that's a football move. That's an investment in the football team. So I'm not going to criticize him.
Cause
for that.
This is where, and I'll take it a step further. This is where Lima and I kind of come from, and I'm not speaking for Lima. I shouldn't say, but where I'm standing with it. In his introductory press conference, he was asked several tough questions. He said, I'm innocent. I'm an innocent man. Like, he was asked the question about therapy. I don't need to attend therapy. I don't have a problem. I'm innocent of these things, which are things that he had to say and should have said. If he feels that way, that's where it is. But when it comes to this trip, you know, some people make a big deal of it. Go, wait a minute. He is, by the letter of the law, free to roam about the world. Unless it's a country that we do not have good diplomatic relations with. In the United States, he's free to do what he wants. So I understand to some people they'd look at it and go, but this isn't a settlement situation yet. This isn't anything like that. And for him, and let's just face facts of this, Daryl, if you're working with a person, you automatically want to like that person. You want to get along with them. I can't say there's a sympathy there. I don't want to put words in the players' mouths, but I'm sure there's a lot of players, including ones he went with, have found themselves in a scenario where they want to believe him, and there have been people putting dirt on their names. So there probably is some sort of, let's understand, let's hear this guy out first, because we're playing with this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is, I look at this from the business of football standpoint, and I think it's a nice thing that Deshaun Watson did for his teammates to take him on this. Granted, he can afford it, making $46 million a year. Some would say it's the least thing he can do for his new teammates. But again, when you look at the demise of the Browns in 2021, one of the big reasons behind that is just the locker room fell apart. Like, mm-hmm. that's what we're learning. Right? Baker Mayfield not nearly as popular amongst his teammates as we were all, you know, led to believe. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to fire off a hot take about Deshaun Watson doing something nice for his teammates and call him tone deaf and all that, even with everything that's hanging over his head. I'm appalled at what's hanging over his head. That's where my outrage is going to be and where my questions are going to be. You know, why did you need so many of these massage therapists, especially during a pandemic, right? When we're supposed to be limiting exposure to different people and whatnot. Why did you, you know, go about your business the way you did? If, again, as he has said repeatedly, if innocent, you know, what's the story behind having to use all these therapists and why do all these stories very creepily match up, right? That's where I'm going to direct my outrage at Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry. Him taking to his teammates on a vacation to the Bahamas to build some cohesion and chemistry and have a good time. I'm sorry. I can't hold it against the guy.
Dangerous Daryl joining us here. Daryl, let me ask you another separate issue about the Browns here. Jadeveon Clowney, back with your Cleveland Browns. How much better does this make this defense moving forward here, bud?
I know I breathe a sigh of relief, that's for sure. It makes them a lot better, especially when you look at the interior of the defensive line and the unknown qualities at defensive tackle. And even opposite of Myles Garrett, if they didn't bring Clowney. Look, I've said from day one that I didn't think that a multi-year contract for Jadeveon Clowney was going to be in the cards. I thought it was going to be between a $10 and $12 million deal. It ended up being between $10 and $12 million. It was a one-year deal. Andrew Berry is just so good at his job. I just think with each one of these moves, we see how good Andrew Berry is. And he's also very, very patient. He's a lot more patient than I am, certainly a lot more patient than a lot of fans are. But, yeah, him and Myles Garrett, I felt, played beautifully off each other last year. They benefited from each other. Clowney with Garrett, Garrett having Clowney, and hopefully Jadeveon's able to stay healthy for a second straight year, and those two can really benefit from each other once again.
Daryl Ryder, join us on the hotline. My only issue, just in general, because I've been like you, just assuming that he was coming back and that was going to be a priority. Like, if they didn't have him, I'd be very worried. But even given that, there's been some turnover here on the defensive line, and last year, I just felt there were some times that they just could not get off the field on third down, and it wasn't because of the secondary. I mean, the secondary can only be asked to do so much, and we know that they have studs in that secondary that we're excited about. I just felt like they couldn't get to the quarterback on key downs, and that's with Clowney and with Myles Garrett. Do we have reason to believe the defensive line is going to be better at that this year right now?
Well, defensive tackle, unknown quantities. I don't know what they're going to get out of Jordan Elliott, third-round pick from, I think, 2020 there. They added Perry and Winfrey in the fourth round this year. But, again, I caution fans, I don't expect him to be a Pro Bowler as a rookie. Tommy Togiai, we barely saw him last year, fourth-round pick. Sheldon Day, another. They just have a bunch of unknown quantities, you know. A couple of those guys might turn out to be, Anthony, very, very good football players and have a tremendous impact in the middle of the defensive line. But right now, at defensive tackle, I would describe that position group as full of unknown quantities. Jadeveon Clowney is a known quantity. Myles Garrett, known quantity. Chase Winovich, I would say, known quantity. Alex Wright, not a known quantity. So, and a couple of these other guys that are going to be in the rotation up front. So, it was imperative that they got Clowney back. I 100% agree with you there. They had to bring him back. They got him back. I think they got him back on a really, really good deal. And again, the one thing I don't buy he turned down $14 and $15 million in multi-year contracts from other teams. I don't know that I necessarily buy that 100%, because Clowney made it pretty clear to us, aside from comfort level, money mattered to him. Security mattered to him when we spoke to him after that season finale against the Bengals. And I got to think, if he had $30-35 million sitting there on the table, I wrestle with believing that he turned that kind of money down to come back to the Browns for 1 year and around $11 million. But it's good he's back.
You don't believe it because it's not true. There's just zero chance that's true. I mean, it's just no way.
Lime.
I was trying to say it in a nice way, Anthony, but thank you. Yes. I don't – I'm going to give that about 25 Pinocchios.
Daryl, thank you for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a great week.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Zach Jackson, 9 o'clock. Up next, I know power rankings can seem useless. One of the most important voices in the NFL has his power rankings. We'll let you know where he has the Browns at. It's coming up next on The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gentlemen, Peter King has spoken. Football Morning in America out. 11th in the AFC and 18th in the NFL is where Peter King has the Cleveland Browns. Should I read this word for word?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. 18, Cleveland. 8-9 out of the playoffs last year. Here he has his 2022 power rankings. Here we go. Quote, all due respect to Eric Eager, see Miami above. Miami is 17th, I believe. Is it? No, New England 17, Miami is 16. All right, here we go. 3-2-1. All due respect to Eric Eager, see Miami above. The Browns are the team with the widest outcome swings in 2022. If you told me Deshaun Watson would play 16 or 17 games this year, give me the Browns at 11-6. If you told me he played 10 or 11 games, I'd say 9-8. Longer than that, a majority Jacoby Brissett quarterback team probably goes 7-10-ish. Even if Watson plays the year, how will he react to fans booing? If the suspension doesn't come to 2023, will the issues be a cloud over the team all year? It'll be interesting what, if anything, new comes of the HBO Real Sports story Tuesday with some fresh reporting and interviews from Watson's accusers. The Browns, of course, have one of the best rosters in the AFC, 2-53. And that was supplemented Sunday afternoon with the re-signing of Jadeveon Clowney to boost the pass rush. But it's all about the one. And the one in this case leaves question marks everywhere entering 2022. I think it's kind of where a lot of people are. Like, if they don't have... I heard Garrett on Saturday. Garrett asked a question. If the Browns knew going in that he was going to be suspended all year, what would your reaction be? And I go, can't be good. Can't be positive. How could it be? It can't be. I don't think he'll be suspended all year, but again, I don't know. We're going to get into speculation of how many games will be suspended, and that's not
well, I wonder what
I wanted to do.
But doesn't
Zach
it all,
coming up at 9.
Doesn't it all boil down to, like he says, if Jacoby Brissett started every game and we'd be in panic mode if that's the case, he said they'd go 7-10. Would they go with Baker last year? What was the record?
They went 8-9. Baker didn't play every game.
I guess I would say that there has to be a threshold of games that if he misses – there'd be a bunch of fans that would say we shouldn't have done this deal. And they'll look at it just this year.
Yes.
Even though, well, then you get Deshaun Watson in the years after.
I know, but you got him for a very specific reason. Like if we were in our position where we were 1-32, you could make an argument going, do you really need that? Do you need to put that much money in? would he ever really consider you because of your roster? I mean, there's a whole lot of arguments you can make out of that. But if you were in the position where you were before, you probably wouldn't. Now you're in a position where, yeah, it makes total football sense you would go after him. Like, I know some people are still upset, whatever. I respect those feelings, but from a football sense, you have to look at it and go, okay, well, we got to move on. We have to feel that way. Or we have to go this way. And you get Deshaun Watson because you have this roster. I don't want to waste a year of this roster. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste a year of this thing.
No, not at all.
I only have these guys for so long. I have no idea what's going to happen to Nick Chubb after this year. As far as, like, we just don't know in terms of
running backs,
he's still on the team.
Running backs tend to fall off a cliff around this time.
I'm going into year six of Myles Garrett. 6, 7, 8, 9 of Myles Garrett. I mean, he's in his prime. How much longer do you have in your prime? Maybe he's great for the next 5, 6, 7 years. Who knows? Like, no amount of years are ever going to be guaranteed. They're so precious, as we found out with Baker Mayfield. Every year is a golden gift. So I can't just look at it and go, well, 2023 will be here. Well, my roster could change in 2023. Mm-hmm. I could have a whole lot of things that go differently in 2023. So if I knew going into the season he wasn't going to be available for 2022, then how could I make the move? I know I'd be good. I'd be in contention because he's a good quarterback. I understand that. But how much of contention will I really be? Because at some point we'll strip this away. Where will this team be? He'll have to be the one to keep us in contention.
I wish we had power rankings, and they're not just going to do this because it would add more content to all of them if every single writer did two separate power rankings, one for suspension for Watson and one with no suspension.
Well, then are they listing the amount of games?
Right.
Peter,
I mean, that's
King
another.
Put his Easter egg in there.
Well, then they can have 18 different. They can have 17 different power rankings where we know, well, if Watson gets suspended 2 games, 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, full season. I'm operating under the assumption, I don't know about you, Ken, I'm starting to think 6 to 8. I used to say 4 to 6. Now I'm saying 6 to 8. Nothing's changed. Just speculation. Nothing's
it's just right there in the middle.
Yeah. It's just that's where we're at. If it's 6 to 8 games and then they're the 18th team in the NFL, 11th in the AFC, it'll feel like a disaster. I mean, it will. It'll feel bad. And if Watson isn't playing at the top of his game when he's back, if for some reason it's more than rust, if for some reason we're talking about psychologically, we're talking about playing in front of crowds and getting booed, you wouldn't think that would make a difference. But we have not really talked about the pressure that he is playing with, and we've just talked about home games. I mean, away games, he's public enemy number one. He's going to be one of the most hated players in the NFL. How does he deal with that?
No. I don't even want to. I'm sorry. I don't even.
Wait,
want
to Owen's looking at me funny. What do you?
What?
No, I agree with you. It's just, man, it sucks, right? Like
Be the worst.
The not knowing sucks really bad right now.
I don't know. I've always said I don't know how long we're going to have him. I don't know if we're going to have him for the rest of his career. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's not crazy.
Anywhere from 0 games to 10 more years.
I'm immediately nervous because I feel that we have 5 years, and that's what we have. And those 5 years will go quick. You don't know where it's going to be and what's going to happen. So you have to think about it in those terms. He could always look at this and go, hey, I'm 32. I want to go back to the South and want to go back to close to my family and this, that, and the other. He could always do that. And I have to deal with that. I mean, this is an NBA-style contract. You can do what an NBA-style player wants to do and just go and be where he wants to be and be happy. So now I'm under this very tight frame where I have to make this thing work. And if I lose a year, for crying out loud, my God, now I'm just wasting time and money. Yeah.
Henry on Twitter says, if the Browns finish with about the 18th best record this season, people are going to lose their jobs.
Well, that's sobering. I mean,
I don't think that's controversial, though. I just don't know how much of the suspension would matter in that regard. Like, are you giving the front office and the coach a free pass if there's a huge suspension? Well,
but a lot won't should have known this.
Well, we'd have to know. Is it a Haslam thing, or is that a front office? Did the front office talk Haslam into making this move?
You're always in that. Well, that depends. If the front office is fired, then you're going to know that he was talked into making that move.
So can we go off the numbers that Peter King put out there? He said no Watson at all, 7-10, right?
Yes.
Would that save everyone's job?
We got to live through the 7-10, man.
It's 7-10, but it's no Watson.
You didn't have a first-round draft pick this year. You don't have one next year.
Yeah, they don't. They don't get one.
Well, you're really building
that
argument, aren't you? Oh boy, and it doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel very promising. The worst case scenario is what you just bring up. What if he turned into a pumpkin after this?
Which I don't see happening. To me,
I don't see it happening either. But
instincts are so much part of the game. People have talked about him being rusty. I don't even think he'll be that rusty. I've seen quarterbacks come back after a full year out with torn ACLs, and they look like the exact same quarterback with the exception of some movement. But look at Joe Burrow. How many weeks, how much time was he off? And he had barely played in the NFL.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, not only does he come back, he's instantly better. He just didn't have his movement, and then by the end of the year, he had his movement back. And
I mean,
some would say his movement looked better.
Some guys go on heaters, and they're able to stay that way for a few years, and then they get found out, and then that's it. I mean, some guys go on wild runs. I mean, Joe Flacco was arguably an elite quarterback for a few years, and then all of a sudden, he went belly up. I don't think that would happen to Watson, but that would be, if you want to talk about worst case scenario, that'd be the end all be all. If he just came out and we're like, okay, one rough game, that's, yeah, you know, you're going to have rust, and then it never really materializes, or there's flashes here and there, and we just go back to the same old Baker arguments, but we're doing it with Deshaun Watson now, which would make it even uglier. Like, that would be the worst case scenario of everything. So, like, that's why it's like, hey, if there's medicine to take, I don't want to do any double things. I don't want to do any, well, you're going to have some suspension this year, and then we're going to find out more, and then you'll be more suspended next year. Like, that is just no. That is an absolute no. I mean, we'll find out over time, but this is not anything I want to be getting into here. 18th in the NFL. I mean, this is just one of the questions that if you have the quarterback and you have his services, I think you're a top 10 football team in the NFL easily. If you don't have the quarterback and you don't have a services, well, clearly you're on the bottom looking up. 7-10 from the outset. If I saw 7-10, if I just said that word, that record, it would seem that people would be safe. But you got to live through that. Because 6-10, you would say, well, do we really need to do all this? Well, you fired a coach after 6-10 one year. You fired a coach after 4-12. Some people in the room advocated for that. Thought that he wasn't the right guy anyway. I'm very critical about firing coaches very quickly, about saying these things to get nuts, but we know what it's like to live through a bad season and what it's like to go week by week, pressure mounting, and then eventually it boiling over. We know what that's like all too well. So we could sit here and say, with the best of intentions, 7-10, 8-9, you'll be fine. Then you get into December, when it becomes December in Berea, and we'll see what else happens. Coming up next, Zach Jackson going to join us. We'll try to make sense of all of this, bring up this question with him, and 9:20, some people are in a snit around the NFL for one guy doing exactly what he's allowed to do. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, Live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.